Yeah, that's right.
I remember when she was that little, when she was in my Sunday school class, and I looked across at her and I thought, oh my goodness, God, how good you've been.
Yeah. Amen.
Can't always have things right in her life, but praise God, she's in church this
morning. Amen.
She can walk again, but too little was by my dad, and I just couldn't help but my heart just got so full.
Hallelujah.
I just praise God for it.
Amen.
I just want to give you praise this morning.
Amen.
Not being just so good to me, but for being so good to so many of us.
Yes. Yeah.
When you go somewhere and they teach you something that don't come out of this word, it's not right.
Right.
I don't want that little girl to have a Sunday school teacher that tells them Jesus is a way.
That's right.
And not the way. I
want to Amen.
Know that word of God. And I just thank our church.
Amen. Luke chapter number 19. Can y'all hear me okay up there? Can you hear me in the balcony all right, Tanya? Can you hear me back there? Okay, good. You need the preaching. I want to make sure you can hear me. Amen. I remember when Kay was that little too and fight you like a man. Matter, I wouldn't mess with her now. But it sure is good to see her in church this morning. Love you, Kay. Amen. That's probably one of the only women, me or Roger, either one's ever fought. But we've both gotten to fight with Kay, I think, a time or two. Amen. I think I've peeled her off of Roger, and Roger's peeled her off of me. Amen. Amen. Boy, I was thinking when Mom was testifying, all the memories that I have growing up that is involved with the bus ministry and all the lives that we've seen touched and changed. And thank God it was a blessing to pull up in the yard and see the buses roll in and unload this morning. And man, I just got a thrill out of it, sitting there watching them kids pile off them buses. And I was getting fist bumps and high fives, and I thought, man, what a joy it is just to have a little part in their lives. Amen. Luke chapter number 19. I'm going to read probably some familiar scripture to you this morning. I want to preach this thought to you this morning. I want to preach about being out on a limb. You ever felt like you was out on a limb? Y'all know what that means? You ever seen the cartoon where the guy's standing out on the edge of the limb and he's got a saw and he saws the limb off in front of him? Yeah. Amen. I know a lot of Christians like that.
Yeah.
You're sawing on the wrong side of the limb.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. It's not going to be long before you fall.
Amen.
Amen. I was watching, I believe it's a Geico commercial. The guy's in his driveway and the big oak limb's hanging out over his neighbor's driveway, and he gets his chainsaw, Brother Jason, and he's a self-proclaimed tree man, I guess, and he saws that big limb, about that big around, saws it off, and it lands right on top of his neighbor's car, amen? I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself a little bit out on a limb and don't know what to do and don't know how to get out of the situation that I'm in. Well, we find a guy this morning in Luke chapter number 19 who finds himself up a tree, and we're going to read this story about Zacchaeus and just preach a simple thought to you this morning. The Bible said in verse number 2 of Luke 19, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And the Bible said he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Jesus comes down the road, and Zacchaeus, being a short fella, climbs up that tree so he can see the Lord. And the Bible said he just wanted to see who he was. He had an inquiring mind. He had a curiosity about this Nazarene, about this Christ. He had probably heard of the miracles and heard of the works that he was doing, and he wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed up a tree. He found him a lofty position. But before Zacchaeus could ever meet the Lord, he had to come down from where he was. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. If it's going to get any better, if you're going to get any help, you're going to have to climb down from where you are. Got too many on a high horse in America today. Got too many who think way too highly of themselves. Some of that crowd, I wish I could buy them for what they worth and sell them for what they think they worth. We'd pay this one off and build a new one. Can I get a witness right there? Sometime if we're ever going to get help from the Lord, we're going to have to humble ourselves a little bit. Humble, that means to get little. We're going to have to humble ourselves a little bit and come down from our lofty position. Hey, listen, I guarantee you, I don't even know some of you, but chances are you think more highly of yourself than you ought to. You say, preacher, that's kind of belittling. That's meant to be. And I don't mean it in a harsh or a negative way, but sometimes we're going to have to come down from where we are.
Amen.
If I get an ailment in my body, I'm going to have to admit that something's wrong.
Yes.
Now, if you're like me, I wait till I'm pretty near dead before I go to the doctor.
Amen.
I can't stand them.
Yes,
it's not the person, it's the profession. I can't stand it. Sister Angie Truelove had that blood drive out here. She said, you going to give blood? I said, if I give blood, it'll be from my body laying on the side of the road somewhere. You ain't sticking nothing in me. Amen. I don't like it. I don't mind seeing your blood. Don't bother me a bit. But something about seeing my blood bothers me. So I'll wait till I'm so sick that antibiotics can't knock it out. And I'll finally humble myself and go to the doctor and say, I need some help. Amen. Well, people don't go to the doctor. If you're right in the head. I ain't going to the dentist unless it hurts. Amen. Amen. And if we're going to get anything from the Lord, we may have to come to a place where we realize, hey, I ain't everything I think I am. We'll have to humble ourselves and come down a notch or two and realize what we really are is sinners.
Amen.
You say, wait a minute, preacher, I'm a Christian. Well, you're a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
But we're still, the Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. All our righteousness is as filthy rag. Hey, we're sinners is what we are.
Amen.
Hey, this is not the church where all the righteous people go.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? You miss that one, it's up the road. I can give you directions. There is a church in town where they do no wrong.
Amen.
Where everybody's holy, but you ain't in it.
Amen.
You in a church full of sinners.
Amen.
From the platform to the back of the balcony.
Yeah.
From the pulpit to the pew. Yeah. Sinners is what we are.
Yeah.
So that's not an encouraging message. Oh, it gets better.
Yeah.
There is a remedy for what ails us.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. If I could come up with a cure for the common cold, I'd be a millionaire. Really? Man, all this stuff, my sinuses give me fits. Everybody tells me all the time, oh, you need to do this, and you need to do that, and you need to try this, and you just need to leave me alone. Because I've tried everything out there except for Brother Freddie's advice. Brother Freddie told me to stick my head in a bucket 5 times, but only pull it out 4. Is that right, a bucket of water? I've contemplated it. I filled the bucket up. That's as far as I got. I decided to wash my truck instead. Amen. Listen, sometimes we're going to have to admit something's wrong. And to do that, we're going to have to quit looking at everybody else, and we're going to have to take a good look in here. Amen. The psalmist said, search me, O Lord. Amen. We're going to have to take a good look in here and find out what's wrong before anything can ever get right. We're living in a world where people go to church and pretend.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, I watch you. If you ever notice, you pull in that parking lot, y'all probably, some of y'all going to change your parking space. You pull in that parking space over there, the blinds in my office window is open. I stand there in front of that window on Sunday morning and I pray for you as you're getting out of your vehicle. I watch you out there fighting, cussing one another in the car. Amen. I can read lips, man. I have looked out my window, looked into some of your car windows and saw you. And then I see you coming, so I run out of my office. I want to greet you as you come in. And all of a sudden, you go from and a big old smile on your face. Hey, preacher, how you doing? Some of y'all can say, oh me, instead of amen. Some of y'all looking like, we're busted. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all, I think, man, y'all need to go straight on into the altar. I'm telling you, you're sitting in a church. We're not a bunch of self-righteous people. For the most part, we are people who realize what we are. And thank God that's a good place to be. Amen. A lot of times people will go to the doctor and they wait so long that it's too far gone. They'll say the cancer is so far progressed that they're, one person told me one time that somebody in their family had went to the doctor and they was diagnosed with cancer and it was so far along that they didn't even choose to treat it. They just let them die. Sometimes we can get to a point to where we are so far gone that it's truly a miracle to ever get any help. What I want to encourage you to do is come down out of your tree before you get that far. Amen. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. He didn't say come down at your leisure. He didn't say come down when you feel like it. He said now. Zacchaeus, make haste. Somebody needs to make haste with your life this morning. Well, I'm going to come back tonight. And, well, that's good, but do something about your situation before you go this morning. There's been a lot of people in the altar this morning sharing a lot of burdens and problems with the Lord. But there's still some sitting here this morning. You're dealing with stuff in your life. Some of it you got covered up. Let me give you a couple of areas where you need to come down. We need to come down from our tree of pride. The Bible said in Proverbs, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride is killing America.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. You don't hear many preachers say this, but pride's a sin.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We make these statements and I do it. I catch myself all the time and I rebuke myself every time I do it. We say, boy, I'm proud of my kids. Or I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of my church. I'm proud to be an American. No, what we ought to be is thankful and not proud. When you're proud, that means you're taking glory for whatever it is. And you get none. To God goes the glory. Pride will send you to hell. You say, well, I want to come and get this thing settled, but I'm embarrassed. That's pride.
Amen.
I wouldn't care what anybody thought. I'd come down, if I had to crawl out the balcony, if I had to come down the steps, I had to walk all the way down in front of all these people, I would not let pride cause me to spend forever and ever and ever in hell.
Amen.
I know families this morning who are saved, but they are out of church simply because of pride.
Right.
Had a family in our church years ago. The teenage boy, good kid, I mean a good kid, did something stupid. I'll never forget it. He did something that I did as a teenager, and most of you did. I'm not going to tell what it was. I started to. I'm not. Well, all of a sudden, they quit coming to church. I went to their house, and honest before the Lord, this is what the dad told me, and he's my friend. I love him with all my heart. I'll never forget. I said, why aren't y'all coming back to church? He said, we're embarrassed. Embarrassed for what? He said, because of what our son did. I said, come on, man. Every teenage boy is an idiot.
Amen.
It's not if they're going to do something stupid. It's when and how bad.
That's right. Amen. Yes, sir.
Join the My Son's an Idiot Club. Somebody help me right there. You got a teenage boy, they gonna do something stupid. I said, man, don't quit church. Whip his butt and come back. I didn't mean to say that. Whip his hind section, his hinder parts. Put some stripes on it and come back to church. Are we all right? You're gonna have to come down out of that tree of pride. Hey, you ain't too good to pray.
Right.
You ain't too good to repent.
Amen.
You're not too good to say I'm sorry.
That's right.
Had a man told me one time, who was also an idiot. He said, I have a philosophy in life. I said, what's that? He said, never apologize. I thought, you're a fool.
Amen.
Man, I'll give you two words that'll save a marriage.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, guys, somebody help me right here. I say I'm sorry, and I don't know why. I just know I've done something stupid. I hear them cabinet doors slamming, bam, 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 bam. What's the matter, baby?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I did, but I know nobody else lives there anymore. So it ain't Levi got her slamming doors. It must be me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Somebody ought to humble yourself and apologize.
Amen.
You ought to apologize to God.
Yes, sir.
You ought to apologize to your family.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. For being what? An idiot.
Yeah.
Amen. We all do stupid. How many ladies in here, your husband does stupid stuff? That's almost 100%. Amen. Hey, every now and then we ought to humble ourselves and tell God we're sorry. We ought to do that on a regular basis. We ought to humble ourselves and tell our family we're sorry. Tell our spouse we're sorry. Amen. Amen. We offend one another. We ought to apologize to each other. Amen. We ought to come down from our tree of pride. We ought to come down from our tree of pleasure. Pleasure. We are a pleasure-driven society. I ain't got nothing against pleasure. But sinful pleasure will mess you up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, springtime is coming,
yeah,
and I'm ready for it.
Amen.
Amen. I looked at my fishing rods yesterday. Amen. I brought Brother Don, can't use a right-handed reel no more because his surgery on his arm. He asked me yesterday if I knew where he could get a left-handed reel. I said, yeah, I got two of them. I brung him one this morning and give it to him. And man, I told him, I said, it's a condition with that. I got to go with you. Amen. We going to invade Lake Ramona. And we ain't going to quit till there ain't nary fish left, Brother Anthony. Amen. I got a green card. I can go. Amen. There's nothing wrong with pleasure. But when pleasure comes between us and God,
yeah,
what I was saying, springtime's coming. Boom. Lost my whole train of thought. Do you know how many bass boats I pass coming to church on Sunday morning during the spring and summer? Where's so-and-so? Oh, they're at the lake. Where's so-and-so? Oh, they gone here. They gone there.
Yeah.
Amen. I didn't raise my children to go to the lake on Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't raise my son to sit in a deer stand on Sunday.
Yeah.
We sat in a deer stand on Saturday, yeah, Friday, and Thursday, and Wednesday, and Tuesday, and Monday. Every day but Sunday. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Pleasure will get between us and God.
Yeah.
Amen. Do you know why people don't repent? Do you know why people don't get right? They like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't want to be told nothing about it.
Yeah.
You'd rather have some smiling preacher in a basketball stadium tell you how wonderful you are.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't let your pleasure get between you and God. There's a couple of things in my life I have to watch very carefully because it'll get big in a hurry. My hobbies. I'm one of them whole hoggers. If I'm doing it, I'm going all out.
Amen.
If I'm getting into it, I'm buying the best there is. Some of y'all men help me right there. Not just a bow. I can't have just a bow. I got to have a Matthew. Somebody say amen right there. So I have to watch that stuff. I have to be careful. With these horses, I have to watch that stuff. How stuff get pleasure can come between you and God. And we got to keep that thing in check. Maybe there's something we ought to humble ourselves and come down from that tree of pleasure this morning and say, God, I've let it get too big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help me keep this under control.
Amen.
Y'all all right? Men, look at me. What do you read more? Your favorite magazine or your Bible?
Mm.
Y'all okay? You read the Bassmaster magazine or the North American Whitetail or Golf Digest. If you read Golf Digest, you need something to do. Ain't nothing worse than watching golf but reading about golf. I don't like no sport where you got to be quiet. I want to go to one of them big tournaments and redneck that place up. Yeah! Hit it! Amen. They'd throw me out, amen? We need to come down from our tree of pride, our tree of pleasure. Let me give you a third one. I'm trying to hurry. I'm leaving some of this out. We need to come down from our tree of position. We need to come down from our tree of position. Do you know there's people in church, that's all they want? They don't care if they ever do anything for God. They just want a tithe. Titles will mess you up. Amen. I've had some good men in this church over the years and ruined them by giving them a title. Y'all ever seen somebody get a little title and it go to their head? I appreciate our law officers, every one of them. But have you ever had that one pull you over that had that little man syndrome? Y'all know what I'm talking about? A little too much power there, big boy. Amen. I was out on visitation one Saturday. I had a cop pull up behind me and one come around and cut in front of me and cut me off like that. I had to slam on the brake. They both got out of the car and had guns drawn in my face. I was like, chill, boys. I'm just visiting. They mistooken my truck for somebody else. Mistooken ain't a word, but they mistook my truck for somebody else. Sometimes people get a little, their title goes to their head. Now listen, let me give you a verse of scripture right here. The Bible said, if a man, Galatians chapter number 6, think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. When a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing, deceiveth himself. Listen, without Jesus, you know what we all are? Nothing. I hate to put it that way, but it's true. People think, well, bless God, I'm something. I've made something of myself. I've got an education. I got a degree hanging on the wall, and I make six figures. It's clear you don't tithe. Amen. I make this amount of money, and I do this, and I do. Hey, it's been God who's allowed you. God gave you the brain to get that diploma. God gave you the ability to do that job. Hey, you need to come down and realize it ain't you, it's Him. If you've got any talent, if you've got any gift, it's from God. Amen. We need to come down from our tree of position. Amen. Now, I like my title. Other than honey and daddy, pastor is my favorite title in the world. I love it. I love it. But if I'm not careful, I'll let that title go to my head. And I'll forget that these guys have a brain and they can think for themselves. We all right? I know pastors who need to come down. I know some I wish had resigned. Y'all okay? Somebody told me about a pastor not too far from here. Just told me about this a couple of weeks ago. He proofreads the books that his people buy. I ain't lying. He proofreads. If you go to Walmart and buy a novel, he wants to skim through it first. Please don't. Please, please don't. I do not like to read. I'm not. Why read it? The movie will be out soon. Hey, man, don't spoil a movie by bringing me no book. You know what that is? That's the little thinking a little too high of that position there. I am to help your lives. I am to aid you in your spiritual walk. I am not to run your lives. I heard about another pastor who has to approve every new dress that every lady gets in the church. I thought, no, Jack, you're a pervert. And you won't see them women twirl around in front of you.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. It ain't my job to tell your wife what to wear.
Amen.
Y'all okay? Position gone to their head. Listen, man, who cares who gets the credit? Who cares who gets the credit? We're all on the same team, man. Amen. Who cares who gets the credit? I come up here and watched our boys play basketball the other night. I enjoyed that immensely, man. Amen. I enjoyed it. And they whooped the fire out of that other team. I don't remember what the score was, but they beat them down pretty good. Amen. I noticed all the boys didn't get to play as much as the other boys. But they had just as much the victory as the one who scored the most points. You know why? They was wearing the same jersey. They was on the same team. We need to come down from our tree of pride and pleasure and our tree of position. Hey, don't think more of yourself than you ought to. Every now and then, you ought to take a good look in the mirror and say, you dirtbag.
Amen.
It's a wonder God lets you breathe.
Right.
I do that all the time. I stand in the mirror and look at myself and I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm standing there. I can't believe I got to get up another day. I don't deserve His mercy and I don't deserve His grace. And I sure don't deserve the title of pastor. There's a whole lot more qualified, and I know don't not amen me right there. There's a whole lot more educated. There's a whole lot more talented and well-spoken. But God chose me. Whew.
Mm.
We need to come down from our tree of pride, our tree of pleasure, our tree of position. Hey, listen, we may need to come down from our tree of profession. Profession. Do you know everybody ain't what they profess to be? We live in the South. Well, we've been infiltrated by Yankees a little bit. But most part in the South, you knock on the door, they're going to tell you they're saved. Oh, yeah, I'm saved. We used to go to church. There's a whole lot professing, but not possessing.
Yes. Amen.
And I ain't trying to talk you out of what you've got. If you're saved, I can't talk you out of it. If you know you're saved, you know you're going to heaven when you die. I can't talk you out of that. But if you don't have a possession, if you don't have Christ, all you have is a profession. There's a big empty spot in your heart. There's a big empty spot in your life. And you need to come down from that tree of profession. You know what I did? I had a profession for many years. From the time I was 7 years old till I was 19 years old, 6 years old. The only reason I went to the altar was because Roger Bush dared me. Ed Ballou was preaching. You remember that? You said, go to the altar. I dare you. I said, I ain't going. He said, I double dog dare you. Well, I had to.
Yeah.
You got to take that double dog dare.
I
had a deacon kneel on each side of me. Larry Day's on one side, Kenneth Corn on the other, and Mama's behind me. They told me what to say. I said it. They baptized me. That was it. That was no more than just a profession. Until I was 19 years old, if I was asked, if I was confronted with the question, are you saved? Well, of course I'm saved. I'm Sandra White's son. My mama's the best bus captain to ever live. Yeah, I'm going to heaven when I die. I got baptized when I was 6 years old. I got a New Testament. Brother Charles Williams signed that thing. I got it in my study at home. But I was no more saved than a man in the moon. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I wasn't sorry for my sin. I didn't know I had sin. We okay? And I made a false profession. And I professed that for years and years and years. The night I got saved, we left the New Year's Eve party at my mother-in-law's house. Brother Terry Fennell and I and some other fellas were supposed to go to the Paulding County Country Club. It's Creekside now, the golf course. It was PCC, Paulding County Cow Pasture. That's what we call it. They had a clubhouse, an 8-hole, 9-hole golf course, and a bar. And you go in that bar, it was one of them leap in, limp out. And we were scheduled to play bluegrass music there that night. And there was a fight. And one of my friends almost died, Kevin Leggett, at that party. Had I been at that party, I know me. I'd have been in that fight. I may have died and went to hell that night. A member of White Oak Springs Baptist Church. I may have died and went to hell that night because all I had was a profession. I've been hitting this for a couple of weeks. Somebody is a member of this church and not saved. I know it. And I'm not, I don't, we don't recap. I'm not trying to, we every year in our revival, our whole church don't get saved every year. I know churches who do that. Amen. They get saved every year. No, we only get saved one time. Only get, let me say it again, only get saved one time. And it's for good. But you got to get saved one time. You got to know, you got to know. Let me say it again, you got to know in your heart where you will spend eternity. If you quit breathing right now, you will wake up somewhere. One or the other. Two places. Heaven or hell. Hell's real, by the way.
Amen.
It's a lake that burns with fire.
Yes.
Where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. That rich man in Luke chapter number 15, he's still there this morning.
Amen.
The Bible said in hell he lift up his eyes.
That's right.
Why? All he had was a profession. I'm a rich man. I fare sumptuously every day. I don't need nothing. Rich people die and go to hell. Poor people die and go to hell. Young die and go to hell. Old die and go to hell. And I wouldn't for nothing. If all I had was a profession and I had no possession, I would leave the profession and get the possession. What are you saying, preacher? I'd get saved this morning. I'd get saved. I wouldn't care if I was a Sunday school teacher. I wouldn't care if I was a deacon. Yeah, you say amen, you're the one needed. Amen. I wouldn't care if I was a deacon. I wouldn't care if I was a missionary.
Right.
I wouldn't care if I was a pastor's kid or whatever. I'd get that thing settled today.
Amen.
You say, I'd be embarrassed. No, not, don't be embarrassed on our account.
Yeah.
Son, we'll shout and run the aisles
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing thrill us more than anything in the world than to see you get it settled in your heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I believe some people come and they say they get saved. Sometimes I think they were saved earlier. They just got some backslid. They didn't feel saved anymore. And they just got right with God.
Right.
Hey, that's okay too.
Yeah.
Profession. Have you got more than a profession? I'm glad I got more than a profession. I've got Jesus Christ.
Yeah, sir.
Amen. I ain't everything I ought to be. I mess up just like you do. But I got Jesus in my heart.
Yeah.
You say, how do you know? Because I know when I mess up. I don't get away with it very long.
That's right.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother, I told Brother Freddie this the other night. We was at that ball game. I remember when we had our Christian school, we had a ball game over in Atworth, Georgia, Kennesaw area. And the referee was crooked as a dog's hind leg. I mean, he was. That's the sorriest referee I've seen. I'm going to have to go apologize to him again. I keep that up. And he's blind in one eye and couldn't see out of the other. He called everything on us and nothing on them. Well, I told him off. Bad. In front of everybody. Remember what we said the other night? Sports don't build character, it reveals character.
Yeah, right.
Well, the next thing I know, my coach, Tim Noble's over there doing the same thing. I come into school Monday morning and I said, me and you need to take a trip. He said, yep, we got to go apologize. We drove all the way to Atworth on Monday, walked in that preacher's office, told him we're sorry, and got the referee's number and called him, apologized to him. What I'm saying is we did that because we have a conscience and we have the Holy Spirit inside us saying that wasn't right.
Yeah.
That's the one way we know we're saved. God don't let us get away with just every little thing.
Amen.
Amen. Come down from that tree of profession. Let me give you this last one, I'm done. We need to come down from our tree of procrastination. I'm a professional procrastinator. I am. I mean, really, if you could get a job as a procrastinator, I'd be overqualified. Why do today what I'm put off to tomorrow? Why cut the grass today? It'll be taller tomorrow. I'll get more done. It's my philosophy. Amen. My wife's like, would you blow the leaves? They ain't done falling. That makes sense. Somebody help me, man. Will you blow them leaves? No, they still falling off a tree. I have to do it again tomorrow. I'm gonna wait till they all fall down. I'm gonna have a big old pie.
Yeah.
Amen. Quit. Some of you men are feeling me right now. I know. Listen to me. Quit putting it off. Man, there's something in your heart that ain't right. There's bitterness in your heart, maybe against a family member or a church member. And you know you need to get it right. But the longer you wait, the worse it is.
Right.
See what I done? I let all them leaves fall. And I can only blow so much. And the pile gets so big it don't move.
Amen.
Now they're all in one spot in my yard. That's as far as they'd go. Man, if I'd have got it a little long while them leaves is falling. Don't remind me of that next year either. If I'd have got them all, got them a little at a time each day, my job wouldn't have been near as hard. That's the way we do in our lives spiritually. We let it pile up and let it pile up and let it pile up until it's so overwhelming we don't even try. I wouldn't procrastinate. I wouldn't let the devil talking me into waiting until I got home to pray.
Amen.
Whatever it is God's dealing with you about, I can get that thing settled.
Amen.
Right here, right now, this morning. But you're going to have to come down. Zacchaeus, I want to go home with you. Do you know that's Jesus' desire for each one of us? He don't want to just meet with us here. He wants to go home with us.
Amen.
Amen. He wants to come home with you. Yeah. But before Zacchaeus could come home or go let Jesus go home with him, he had to come down from where he was.
Amen.
So if you would, let's stand at our feet. And let me invite you, like Jesus did Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down. Come down from that tree of pride and pleasure. Come down from that tree of position. Come down from that tree of procrastination. Get what you need from the Lord this morning. If you don't mind, let's just bow our heads together. Nobody looking around, heads bowed and eyes are closed. Listen to me carefully. I'm going to ask you a question. We'll have the altar call. Is a profession all you have? Or are you 100% sure you're saved? If you know you're saved, without a doubt in your mind, you know. And if you died right now, heaven would be your home. Would you slip up your hand? It's most every one in this room. Thank you. Maybe you couldn't put your hand up this morning. And we'd just like to pray for you. You say, preacher, I'm not sure if I died today, heaven would be my home. Please remember me. Would you slip up your hand? I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you. God bless you, son. Wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. Just want to pray for you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure that I'm saved. Just remember me when you pray. Anybody else? Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name. Father, you saw every hand. You know every heart. Lord, help us to get over our silly pride. Lord, to realize that we're going to have to come down a notch or two to get what we need. Lord, there's many here. They need your help this morning. And I pray you'd give it to them. Lord, there's one today here that's lost. Father, I pray they'd get that thing about their salvation settled this morning. Lord, help them not to procrastinate. Help them not to push you away. Father, just have your way in this invitation. You've already done so much today, and we're so thankful. But Lord, I don't think you're through. Lord God, just continue to work in the hearts of your people. And we'll thank you. We'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.